Get hurt that way. Get hurt that way.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a Crash Course for the Ravers show, and I'd like to tell you what we've just been listening to, but my Spinatron went away, and I've been saying thank you and all that jazz with Power Slut, and they just did like a great set here. If you missed it, you can check it out on the archives later. Awesome band. I'll definitely be spinning them a lot to come. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, a Crash Course for the Ravers show. Hey, you have a request, 855-915-9636. I know we did just hear some Liars and Willie Loco Alexander, bunch of bands that I saw in the new movie. I got a sneak peek at Boys from Nowhere, and good stuff. DMZ is another band in that movie. I think it's going to be released to the public soon, so check it out. Boys from Nowhere, all about like the Boston music scene, rat stuff. late 70s, 80s. Check it out. Here's some Nervous Eaters.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Real Kids there with Got It Made. And yeah, I know I played some classic ruins earlier, but my computer shut down. So I was like frantically trying to get my computer back up while that stuff was playing. And hey, what classic ruins song did I play? I don't know. I was outside. 855-915-9636. Remind me. So I can give them credit for it. And that was Real Kids right there. I think I need something to pick me up. Some, you know, I didn't have enough Real Kids. Something a little faster, a little faster. Andale! MFO.
Okay, we're going to give Alpo one shot at this song. If he blows it. Yeah. Well, we played this song in Washington, D.C., and it took us about a half an hour to remember it before we got it. But we'll get it this time. We've been practicing. We knew we were going to be on the radio.
Everybody's shaking, shaking out of control. I don't know what gets into these kids when I hear that rock and roll.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hi, John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, Ramones block coming up. Anyone have a Ramones? You have a Ramones request, 855-915-9636. It's a crash course for the Ravers. One more for Iggy and the Stooges, though, eh? Just can't get enough of that. It's MFO.
Don't want to know, don't want to see. 'cause I'm sick of you.
Thank you. You do.
Okay, this one's from New York. Easy too. It's written up by Chuck Berry, called Little Queenie.
WMFO in Medford with the late, great Johnny Ramone doing Chuck Berry there, Little Queenie. You probably, you may know that song from the Stones, too. They'd put that in their set many times. So what have we listened to? Well, after Power Slut's amazing set, we heard some DMZ, Boys from Nowhere, Willie Loco with Killer in a Trench Coat. Something by Classic Ruins, but I don't know. I had a brownout here and left me with not much to look at. So I filled it in. Liars, I know we played She Pays the Rent. Real Kids Got It Made. And again, with Shake Out of Control. Then we had a small Stooges block there. I Need Somebody, No Sense of Crime. I'm Sick of You. And some Senders, You Really Piss Me Off there. And, and Willie Loco Alexander was some... No, well, he was way earlier with Killer in a Trench Coat. But then we heard Willie DeVille doing It's So Easy before... it was a couple songs ago. Anyway, you know the rest, as I say. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I didn't see anything, suggestions for the Ramones block, but here it is. And we'll be back in about 10 minutes with the Boston Groupie News Report. It's MFO!
I do go for.
craziness. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, I got DJ on the phone. What's up, DJ? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing fine, DJ. It's good to hear your voice. You know, you've been listening since the beginning, but I don't know how much lately. I haven't heard from you in so long.
Well, you know, the static is getting pretty heavy here during the Trump administration, but I wanted to call and remind you I'll be calling in 2 weeks to give you my predictions for 2018.
That's fantastic, DJ. I always look forward to those.
Yeah, in particular, I would like the investing community to be listening in that Saturday because I've got two whoppers, one for the stock market, another one for Bitcoin.
Do we know exactly what Saturday this is going to fall on? I mean, when is the first this year? Is that on a weekday or?
Yeah, the first is on the first, and 2 weeks from today would be 14 days from today.
Right, and but what's the actual date?
It'll be 3 days after Boxer Day.
Okay, so we'll be 3 days after New Year's Day.
No, Boxer Day.
That's the same day as... Oh, Boxing Day. So it will be before... Boxing Day is a day after Christmas, that's right. So it will be a few days before the New Year Day.
Yeah, so it'll be a few days before the New Year because I don't want your listeners to be disadvantaged in this investment climate in 2018. It's going to be explosive.
I think we could all benefit from this, DJ. Thank you very much.
Yes. In addition to that, I'll have some celebrity news as well as some geopolitical predictions.
Wow. That's stuff like I'm right on top of. You know me.
Well, you know, I was all over the death of the Rolling Stones and the Ukrainian conflict. So in years past, I've been pretty good record.
I hear you, man. Hey, we're in the middle of a Ramones block. You got a Ramones request, DJ?
No, but I was hoping you might be able to squeeze in a deep cut from Highway to Hell.
Maybe like a live version or something. Oh, I don't know. Is there deep cuts on Highway to Hell?
Absolutely.
I'll take a look at it, DJ.
I would say just about anything between other than Highway to Hell would be a deep cut.
Okay. Well, look for that after the Boston Groupie News Report, okay?
Yes, happy holidays to you and your family.
You as well, DJ. Always great to hear from you, and I'll be looking forward to those predictions.
My pleasure. 14 days.
All right. I'm counting them down. More Ramones. MFO.
Is it cool and is it cool for me that was good? It was something that I didn't think it was so bad. Now I'm looking out my window, but I don't know.
5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Reavers show, and it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report. I try and do quarter four every week, but we're a little late today. Yes, 3:49 on the clock here. So, yeah, because I had to get the Ramones block in, and it rocked. It did indeed. And so it didn't Power Slut. Thank you very much. Great, great show today. And yeah, thank you, DJ. Thank you, all my callers. Mark from Medford, thanks for the call. And yeah, Boston Groupie News, what's going on today with them? So what is it today anyways? The 16th, right? Right. Today, Roy Sludge is doing a 4 p.m. show at Atwood's. Get over there right now. Street Dogs Wreck the Halls with special guests. A Wilhelm Scream and Michael Caine in the Morning Afters are at the Sinclair tonight. Bent Shapes with Beware the Dogs of Ghost Scorpion are at Great Scott's. This is Bent Shapes' final show. Oh, no. I have to see if I have some of them. It's tomorrow, Thrash and Bang's annual Christmas pizza party show with Crime Spree, CAC, the Grommets, the Sewer Buddies, and Jen Lombardi, Bari, and special guest matinee 4 to 8 p.m. Also tomorrow, the Daisies, Hallelujah, the Hills, the Knockups, and Quarters. They're all at Kodo in Salem tomorrow. And all kinds of other stuff. December 20th, Mr. Airplane Man are at Woods. And you can find all this and more out at bostongroupienews.com. And that's the way we do that. That's it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We had a request from DJ. And Mark from Medford said, hey, nix that AC/DC. Well, I don't know what he has against AC/DC, but hey, one of my fifth cousins died in that band recently. So I need to play them. For Malcolm, at least, and DJ. So, your request, sir, gets shot down in flames from Highway to Hell, AC/DC.